And how kind of you. I think we all do fit in very nicely together. And I hope our charming American visitor will carry back pleasant recollections of our English country life. The cushion there, Francis, and my shawl. Oh, Gerald.
Lady Hunton, I have such good news to tell you. Lord Illingworth has just offered to make me his secretary.
His secretary? That is good news indeed, Gerald. It means a very brilliant future is in store for you. Your dear mother will be delighted. I really must induce her to come up here tonight. Do you think she would, Gerald? I know how difficult it is to get her to go anywhere.
Oh, I'm sure she would, Lady Hunton, if she knew Lord Illingworth had made me such an offer.
I will write and tell her about it and ask her to come up and meet him. Just wait, Francis.
That is a very wonderful opening for so young a man as you are, Mr. Arbuthnot.
It is indeed, Lady Caroline. You have not congratulated me yet, Miss Worsley.
Are you very pleased about it?
Of course I am. It means everything to me. Things that were out of reach of hope before may be within hope's reach now.
Nothing should be out of the reach of hope. Life is a hope.
I fancy, Caroline, that diplomacy is what Lord Illingworth is aiming at. I heard that he was offered Vienna, but that may not be true.
I don't think that England should be represented abroad by an unmarried man, Jane. It might lead to complications.
You are too nervous, Caroline. Believe me, you're too nervous. Besides, Lord Illingworth may marry any day.